Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. Let's not react to current circumstances, but respond with worship and thanksgiving towards our Heavenly Father for His mercy, goodness, faithfulness, nearness, direction, provision, kindness, grace, unfailing love and blessings. May we reject the prevailing voices and opinions that are based only on external, visible realities, and instead go back to God's Word, the Bible, as our foundation and only source of truth. And may we pray like never before. Our scripture for today is from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let us be determined this week to know that nothing will stand in the way of God's plan for us. God is faithful and good. Let us find a reason to praise God, asking Him to fill us with peace and joy. Let us be found on our knees, praying and giving thanks to God regardless of our circumstances. Let us boldly ask God to do something new in our lives. Let us ask God to show us the bigger picture He has in store for us and for His plans to prevail in our lives. And let us understand that the best legacy we can leave is loving God and loving His people. As the world around us grows more and more self-centered, filled with pride, lust, and the pursuit of material pleasures, may we be wholehearted in loving God and allowing His love to overflow into the lives of those around us. May we not just walk past our neighbors, but notice and love on them as Jesus loves us. And let us lift up our eyes towards the One who knows the beginning from the end. How different would our thoughts and understanding be if we completely trusted God's promises over our lives? What could happen if we don't get stuck in the here and now, the things we see right in front of us? What if we simply obey God's promptings and instructions to serve and glorify Him? What if we are faithful with the little we have, and God entrusts us with more and more? What if we rise up as kingdom warriors, fighting the good fight of faith? What if we surrender all to God, so that our lives become a tapestry of God's colors, bringing love, light, peace, hope, and life into the world around us? May joy and peace fill our hearts and minds. May our lives be founded on prayer. And in the midst of everything, may we always give thanks, for our Father God is good, and His love endures forever. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father, I want to thank You today that we don't have to look at our circumstances. We want to look from our situation. We want to look from the place where we are standing to what You can do. Thank You that You are a miracle-working Father. Thank You that You do miracles every day. And thank You that You say in Your Word, I am doing something new. And we are excited about this something new that You want to do in our lives.
Please open our eyes and help us to seek the signs of Your presence in our lives. We desperately want to trust that Your plans will help us to move forward. Fill us afresh with Your hope, peace, and perseverance.
Thank You, God, that You are an awesome God, that through the ages You have been unmoved, that You are unmoved, that You have a plan, You have a purpose, and that I have a privilege to be part of that plan. And regardless of what life will throw at us, regardless of the circumstance around us, Your word and Your plan will prevail. We thank You for this in Jesus' name.
Oh, Father God, we know that You're a God of love. And love can only come from You. And Lord, we know, as you says, we need to lift our eyes. The fields are wide to harvest. Lord, we ask you to impress upon our hearts what you desire to do in us and through us, that we might be able to love with your love. Oh Lord, you said that you've given us your Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit, the very first fruit, is love. Oh Lord, we ask that you will help us to learn to yield to you, to submit to you, to allow your love to flow through us. So Lord, we thank you that you can equip us to love as you love.
And Father, we pray that you would help us not to react, but to respond in thanksgiving, praising you regardless of our circumstances. The truth of your word shows us that you will never leave or forsake us. You are good and your love endures forever. You will instruct and teach us the way to go forward. You listen and answer when we cry out to you. You will be found next to us when we seek to be in your presence. And you are our stronghold and mighty fortress in our hour of need. We do not have to fear because, Jesus, you are our victorious Savior. You have already overcome the world. Your grace is sufficient and your power is brought to perfection when we surrender all to you. You will renew our strength and help us to not grow weary, but endure until the end. And you are our source of hope, peace, love, joy, and eternal life. So God, to you be all praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength, now and forever. Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.